Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Hey, look at you making it through the month of May. And here we are on the final day, starting a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and I'm scared for June. I say that simply because I don't know what yours looks like, but mine is so busy that I'm already tired. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've got a couple events in Syracuse that I got to get to. I've got, like, a couple different parties. Like, my own birthday's coming up. And then, like, my best friend from high school, she's getting married, and she's doing it in Disney. So we've got a week away at the end of the month to go to Orlando. And, I'm tired just thinking about it. It's going to be a lot of fun things. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just, like, anxious to sleep when it's all said and done. It's crazy. But summer is basically here, and that's where all the fun stuff starts to happen. But, yeah, I hope this is finding you well. I hope that voiceover is treating you well. If you've been diving in and enjoying yourself, that's great. I'm going to pat you on the back from here. Hopefully, some of this nonsense that I do here on our Voice Coaches Radio podcast helps. I've heard it's helpful. I never really truly know when these things are coming out of my mouth. I'm just kind of, fingers crossed. But that being said, if this is maybe the first time you're tuning in and you're just kind of getting yourself underway and just starting and not really fully understanding every bit of what goes into this just yet, I want this to be a little eye-opening, I think, today. Because so many, what do? We come into voiceover or, we go and we listen to an audiobook or something, right? And we're like, I can do that. Like, that, this person's awful. I can do that better. And then we go and try. And what happens? It's not as easy as we think. So many come in and they think, well, I can read. I can get the words out right. Can you? Can you, though? Like, it doesn't always work as like fluidly as you would like it to. Believe me, without even reading, there's been plenty of times I've been live on the radio or something and things come out of my mouth and I'm like, that is not what I meant at all. Like, what? Sometimes your brain just goes ahead and does whatever it wants and then the words just flow. But that being said, there's so many skills that you have to develop as we've spoken about before. But first and foremost, the key factor that I have happen with so many students, whether they're mine off the bat or not my student initially, I'll look at notes from other producers and stuff here with us and I'll be like, oh, somebody's going too fast. You don't realize how important your pacing is. I'm telling you right now, pacing is key. Like, if you're going to do anything right in producing any kind of voiceover, you better train your face to smile and you better slow the heck down. Because it's like these two things wildly impact the product and what you are then providing and to that ear that can either be very tantalizing or very like, wait, what did they say? And just not absorbed. So I had a student the other day, and I don't want to like fully call him out, but he knows who he is and he might be listening. But we were getting ready for his demo. I had him a couple classes and here I was going through some scripts with him. And, when we do that, it's like they've picked stuff out. So I just go ahead and I let them read. And I just listen because I've been doing this a long time. I want to hear what we're working with. I want to hear what you're about, what I think that you're going to excel at, things that like maybe right now just need a little polishing, but if somebody else heard it, they might be like, man, they better stay away from that. But in reality, I'm over here with my ear that I've built going, they just need a few more minutes with it and they need some direction. They need some guidance. So that's what I do as I'm listening. I'm just like, what could they do with this piece? They're already doing this one well. This one, I think it just needs a little bit of extra stuff and care. And I think, we can get this to somewhere else and this can be really, really well done. So we're going through and as he's reading, I can't even tell you how many times he had to start over because He just felt like, oh man, I stumbled again. Oh man, I'm tripping up on this. And sometimes it was because something was popping up on his monitor, but other times it was just him. And I don't think he wanted to admit that at first, but, you know, we were going through what pieces I wanted him to be working with and focused on for his demo day. I said to him, I'm like, I know that you had some issues with an old laptop that's in front of you and like stuff is popping up. But the other thing that I am well aware of is that you were getting in your own way in a lot of this. And unfamiliarity is a big factor in this way. You know, it can definitely cause that. But also it's just because like you're in that process of speeding through something because you just feel like I need to get these words out correctly. And voiceover is so much more than that. And what happened? You know, he was going too fast and then the words weren't coming out correctly. They were all just like mashed together. So I had to have him really just like take a deep breath. Just focus on the slowdown. And sometimes like you just really just have to focus on it. Other times it's a matter of just like emphasizing things, you know, making sure that you're painting a picture, making sure you're paying attention to punctuation, as ridiculous as it sounds. Those are natural moments of pause. Those are good places to sound really natural and conversational. But at first, we don't really understand that. And, you know, at first, we also don't really understand our own like natural speech patterns, which are different from each other, by the way. And this is what can help allow us to stand out and be even more ourselves and just like, you know, conversational overall. You learn that as you go and as you grow. But, you know, the most important thing is to just slow down. For this guy, for this kid that I had, you know, what happened is all of a sudden the character that he was trying to be in this audiobook came to life. You know, it was a suspenseful piece. His slowdown and his emphasis on some of the stuff built the suspense. It brought the entire piece to a different level that was just like, wow. So my advice from there was like, you know what you need to do? You need to record yourself like today, right now, so you remember what it's like to slow down. So when you go to sit down and practice again tomorrow and you start just like flying through it again, you understand the time difference and what the problem is. And then you need to breathe. You need to just take a nice deep breath, relax, and just let yourself bring it to life. It's not always the easiest thing. And I know that. I mean, so many of us, we get these words on a page in front of us and it's just, let's go ahead. Let's get the words out. And we just fly through it. I mean, we end up reading so much faster than we speak almost always. So like the biggest factor as you are beginning in voiceover is, man, will you just pay attention so you can slow down? And, you know, I was so impressed with him by the end of this class. I was like, man, you got all the other elements, like, great. And like, he's not scared to be silly, you know, and so many people are. So he's like, you know, bringing these characters to life and he's having a blast. But it was the pace that was holding him back and what could have really held him back on demo day, what could hold him back from getting any work, you know? So just keep that in mind as you are starting. If you are stumbling over things and you can't even understand in the moment why, it might have absolutely nothing to do with your reading ability. It might have absolutely nothing to do with the copy or just like anything like that. It could literally be that you are just going a lot faster than you think you are. So take that into consideration and let me know how the slowdown works for you. You know, how drastically it can change the piece for you. I would love to hear some of the stuff you've been working on or whatever. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. You can send questions my way as well, things that we can discuss on the pod. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. A brand new episode is coming your way next week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.